This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. Ukraine's president said Europe is gradually moving towards refusing Russian oil. Volodymyr Zelensky spoke about an EU new package of sanctions against Russia during his night address Thursday. Zelensky said naturally Russia is trying to counteract. It has enjoyed the flow of petrodollars for a long time and does not want to change it, but it will have to. In his speech, Zelensky thanked the United States for sending the high-mobility artillery rocket system to Ukraine. Zelensky said he expects weapons from other partner states, too. Speaking about the situation at the front lines, Zelensky said that Russia continues its fierce attack on the Donbas region. U.S. President Joe Biden delivered an impassioned plea to Congress to act on gun control, calling on lawmakers to restore limits on the sale of assault-style weapons and high-capacity magazines after a string of mass shootings in the country.
I know how hard it is, but I'll never give up. And if Congress fails, I believe this time a majority of the American people won't give up either. I believe the majority of you will act to turn your outrage into making this issue central to your vote. Enough, enough, enough.
Speaking at the White House in a nationally televised address Thursday night, Biden sought to drive up pressure on Congress to pass stricter gun limits after such efforts failed following past attacks. A Texas state senator says the commander at the scene of the school shooting in Texas last week was not informed of panic 911 calls from inside the school building. 19 children and two teachers died in that shooting. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote.